Tell me a bit more about the life of a junior hospital doctor in the 1960s.
Well, we worked hard and we worked long hours, but I think we had a lot more job satisfaction than the current lot of juniors do, because we had our own firms, we had our own patients, and we looked after them virtually all the time. Obviously, overnight, if there was an emergency and you weren't there, someone else would come and see the patients. But in general, we still had the team. These were our patients, whereas now on the current system, people don't seem to have continuity of care, and patients are all divided up into their specialities from almost from the beginning, which may mean that they get a more intensive level of care, but they haven't got the continuity. And I think that that is less satisfactory, both for the doctor and for the patient. I really liked the fact that these were my patients. And if I came in the next day and found that somebody hadn't called me about a problem, I really felt upset that someone else had been involved, and I would have come if they'd asked me. So I think that, I don't think that people enjoy medicine now in the same way as we did, because there's too much bureaucracy, and cutting down the hours is fine, and maybe it was necessary, but it has got its knock-on effects.
Tell me about getting your next job.
Well, I moved back to Dundee as a senior registrar in 1969, back to the firm that I'd been on before. It was only the second. I'd applied for a senior registrar job in Aberdeen, and funnily enough, the chap made a sideways move from my old firm in Dundee, so I didn't get that one, but I got the one that he left, so that was back onto familiar territory, but now obviously as senior registrar rather than as a houseman. And now, of course, I was involved in the diabetic clinic regularly twice a week. It was a busy job. There was myself and a registrar and the two housemen, and I worked actually for three consultants. Dr. Semple was the one who ran the diabetic clinic, and I think that that's the side that I was most interested in. Dr. Frew did a general medical clinic. Can't actually remember what his special interest was, but the registrar worked with him, and I worked with Dr. Semple because he knew that my special interest was in diabetes. And Professor Ian Hill had a few patients on that ward as well, but we weren't too directly involved with him. I did a general medical outpatient clinic with Dr. Semple as well as the diabetic one, but the diabetes was still then my thing that I found most interesting and most enjoyed doing. Still, we had no diabetic nurse. We did have a chiropodist. The clinics at Dundee were not huge like the ones in Glasgow. I think they were more selective in the patients that they continued to follow up. GPs did a bit more of the other routine follow-up at that time.